We're joined by the newest Blue Jay back for a third time. Anthony Ghost got the call from Buffalo this morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'll bet it's good to be here. Especially there's the story in the Buffalo News that just came out today talking about how frustrated you were and how you were at the low point of your career. I'm guessing that there's nothing that turns a frown upside down, if you will, more than a call up to the major league.
I don't think there's anything that could put a bigger smile on someone's face than coming back, you know, to the big leagues and being given the opportunity.
How surprised were you that they called?
I had to ask him several times, was I really going back to the big leagues? Let's put it that way.
It'd been a rough May for you down there in Buffalo.
Oh, May's been rough for me. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, the last 2 days have really turned around. It really turned around for me, you know, mentally when I got to see my dad in Indianapolis. And then, and now, you know, the last 2 days at the plate, I felt more comfortable, more relaxed, back to where, you know, back on the path to where I needed to, you know, be headed.
We're with Anthony Ghost. Tell us for a second just about the visit from your father. I know you were just talking to the writers and can't tell us exactly what he told you, but he seemed to send a pretty direct message.
Yeah, you know, and it was just, you know, seeing him just kind of, you know, when I saw him in the bottom of first inning in Indianapolis, it just, you know, put the biggest smile on my face. It was like, you know, here he is, showed up, surprised me, and that was real special to me. And, you know, we went to dinner and talked and, you know, everything, and it was good. It just, you know, hearing him talk and, you know, listening to him and everything and talking to him about how what was going on with me and how I felt and everything was good.
In having talked to you a few times, seen you through a couple of spring trainings and up here in the big leagues last year, I have found about you that, for me anyway, I've seen the confidence, and there's never been anything but confidence in your ability to play at this level. I know in spring you thought you'd played well enough to earn a spot on this team, and you probably did in a vacuum if everything wasn't going on. It seems weird that you might have like a crisis of confidence or have to struggle with that.
Yeah, like I said, that was the, you know, like I said yesterday to the guys, you know, this is the lowest I'd ever felt. I'd never felt this way, you know, that the way it just snowballed on me and the way I just took it wore me out mentally and the way I took it and, you know, took everything to extreme, you know, when it probably wasn't as bad as it really was. It wore me so bad mentally. I had dug such a big hole. And like I said, fortunate enough, the last 2 days and after seeing my dad, things have turned around for me and, you know, started, you know, to get back up on the right track.
And this gives you that extra boost. What's it like being back with Chad Mottola? I saw you guys talking at the cage.
No, it's good. I mean, you know, just talking about what was going on down there with my swing, how I was feeling, you know, getting ready to go in the cage here, you know, take a few swings, see what he thinks, and we'll go from there.
I got to tell you, I was a little surprised when the Blue Jays told us you're here to not necessarily play every day, but provide that defensive weapon late in game, steal a base, be that base running guy. Rajay Davis is on the DL, and you do all the things that he does. I mean, the weapons are the same. You probably beat him in a foot race, but I won't tell Rajay that.
Really? No chance.
All right. That's good to know. I will tell Rajay that then. But is it surprising to you at all that you're not here to play every day?
It doesn't matter to me. It's good to be here, you know, and it's a change of scenery for me, you know, like a fresh start, basically. You know, like, come here, let's just play hard. Whatever my role is, I'm here to help the team as best I can, you know, whenever's needed.
Really? No chance?
No, I couldn't beat him in a foot race. Roger's one of the fastest guys in baseball.
Bonifacio?
I haven't seen him run enough.
Lori?
I might be able to get him. I don't know out of the gate, but in a good little stretch, I might be able to get him.
I wish we could set up a 100-yard dash, but they'd never let us do it. It would be awesome.
Everybody talks about that.
Thanks a lot. Welcome back, Anthony. It's great to see you up here.
Thank you. It's good to be back.